Arduino Uno plus ESP8266 module on one board contains Uno based on ATmega328 and Wi-Fi module based on ESP8266. The cost of the module on auction portals is approximately $7. The module can be powered from a micro USB socket or DC712V connector. Communication with the modules takes place via the USB UART converter based on the CH340 chip. Arduino Uno works with 5 volts, while ESP8266 is 3.3 volts. The ESP8266 pins are available on an additional connector. Similarly, the ISP connector allows you to program ATmega328 without bootloader. Looking at the PCB, you can see some assembly inaccuracies, e.g. the UFL connector of an external Wi-Fi antenna. As standard, we can use a Wi-Fi antenna in the form of a path on a printed circuit board. Description of the ESP8266 pins is on the other side of the board. When connecting the ESP8266 and Uno pins, remember about different voltage levels. Similarly, when connecting the peripherals. After setting the switches, ESP8266 and ATmega328 can communicate using UART. Similarly, setting the jumpers allows you to connect the UART USB converter with the selected module for programming. Connection of modules via UART. DIP 1 and 2 on. USB UART connection with ATmega328. DIP 3 and 4 on. USB UART connection with ESP8266. DIP 5 and 6 on. USB UART connection with ESP8266 in programming mode. GPIO 0 to ground. DIP 5 and 6 and 7 on. Do you think such a combination of ATmega328 with ESP8266 on one board makes sense? Arduino Uno can extend the capabilities of ESP8266, e.g., in terms of the number of I/O, ADC, PWM, offload buffering for ESP during measurements or communication with peripherals, increasing the energy efficiency of ESP8266, similar to here. Link is inconvenient to switch miniature switches to change modes. It should be remembered about the difference in voltage levels between the pins of the ESP module and the Arduino. Below is information on how to integrate both parts of the module with Arduino and send data to ThingSpeak, ESP8266 Wi-Fi boot, start from IRT, Blink, ThingSpeak, Arduino Uno first run. DHT22, BMP180, FFT LED RGB. A practical example of using the module, data transmission from 6 ADC Arduino Uno channels to ThingSpeak via Wi-Fi ESP8266. Code for Arduino Uno for the duration of programming, switch to the on position USB plus MCU switches 3 and 4. For the time of cooperation between Arduino Uno and ESP8266, select the MCU plus ESP12 option. Code for ESP8266. For the programming time, set the switches 5-6-7 in the on position. For the duration of operation, set the switches 1-2 in the on position. If we want to observe messages on the serial terminal, in the on position, set the switches 5-6 or 1-2-5-6. In the code, as described, we put the SSID of our Wi-Fi network and password, and also ThingSpeak API key and our channel number. Programming USB plus ESP GND GPIO 0 on 5-6-7. Running MCU plus ESP 1-2. Debug ESP plus USB on 5-6 or 1-2 plus 5-6. Serial 9600 BPS. Send data from ADC to ThingSpeak. Include. Define UART speed 9600. Define ADCH 5. Credential and parameters for Wi-Fi. Const char SSID Wi-Fi. Const char password is Wi-Fi password. Parameters for ThingSpeak. Const char API key is API key for your ThingSpeak. Unsigned long my channel number equals 123456. api.thingspeak.com. Const char server is api.thingspeak.com. Wi-Fi client client, void setup, byte num then, byte max 6, serial begin URT speed, connecting to Wi-Fi, serial print, connecting to Wi-Fi SSID, serial print SSID, serial print N, Wi-Fi begin signature, Wi-Fi MAC address, MAC, from N greater than 6, NEN++, serial print MAC NPT, now that the contents of the MAC in hex, and serial, then continue with Wi-Fi. Then serial print MAC N and 6, now call a new one, serial print MAC N, dash NPT, dash field, define ADC MAX 1023, define VREF 5.0. For byte NEN, equals on.